So if I'm seeking peace as a sadhak,
yeah.
I still seem to be playing this crazy game of seeking, of doing activities and at the same time saying I want peace. So I've gotten this completely upside down then. So
what is the right side up?
So now, is it that I feel like when I get trapped in activities, it's the contrary to peace.
But it is contrary to peace at times. Most of the activities, this is actually in Maharaj's statement. He used a strong word. He said 99% of the activities that you do in the world are all useless. They're just based on conditioning and conformity and hypnosis of the world. Sab bekar activity hai. Par ye sunna achha nahi lagta. If you are truly a seeker, they are all useless activities. Question is, when does one truly become a seeker? When does one get truly single pointed, like a single straight arrow? So as one becomes a single straight arrow, many other activities are streamlined, many other activities are dropped, they are just left behind. Because they are seen to be futile. And futile from whose perspective? From the seeker's perspective, not from the normal person's perspective. From the normal person's perspective, all of that is extremely valuable. Extremely valuable from that perspective, from the 3D temporary world perspective. For the seeker who is looking for something bigger, all of this will start looking ridiculous. Why would a Buddha leave his kingdom unless it seemed ridiculous and pointless? Why would a Mahavir leave his kingdom? Why would Ramana Maharishi go and stay in the mountain? Why do these monks like Kabir and, you know, even Jesus, they are wanderers. They don't cling, they don't collect, they don't accumulate. They are just wanderers. So, seeing the futility of the worldly activity is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. Tell me what you're hearing.
Yes, I'm seeing the futility of it, but there's a victim in me that says, you know, I can't get away from it. I'm in it and I'm suffering.
Then the choice is not clear yet, and sometimes we need to streamline it. It's not that, you know, it's not for everybody to be like a Buddha or a Mahavir and, you know, dump it in one shot. We start streamlining it. Kind of take it in small doses. So instead of working 10 hours a day, we start working 5 hours a day. We start working 4 hours a day. Instead of being in the office or being surrounded by people all the time, worrying about success, failure, fame, all the time, we just streamline. We start streamlining those things. We start getting sensible. The ego is not sensible at all. It doesn't even know what it needs, it doesn't know how much it needs. I know people who have crores of rupees, you know, and they are still dying for money. They come to me for sessions, you know. Why is the ego so insane after money? And what is enough? Is 10 crores not enough? People have 10 crores, people have 15 crores, but it's not enough. They want more, they want more, they want more. And the ego will justify why that needs to happen. The bottom line is the ego is actually very irrational if you look at it. It doesn't make any sense at all. The ego system just wants to stay alive. And the only way it can stay alive is by running, 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 running. So the ego doesn't care if you run after money, if you run after success, fame, relationship, health. it has to run. The ego is a movement. If the movement stops, the ego is seen as being fake. It is being not even fake, it is seen as non-existent. And then it is seen that the ego does not exist. There is no ego. To see the non-existence of the ego, there needs to be a bit of a pause in its momentum. If you notice the normal worldly people, you will notice there is a tremendous speed to them. You sit at a railway station, at an airport, a bus stand, you will see this momentum in the system. I've got to go here, I've got to do this. Multitasking. Early on, when there were no mobile phones, you know, at least people, when they were traveling by train or by car, there would be some peace. They might listen to some music, they might see some scenery. Now people, even when they're traveling, they're working on their laptops. You've got smartphones which do 100 things. So now even on the flight, they're working. More and more speed, more and more speed, more and more accomplishing. For what? It is just conditioning. It is social patterning, conditioning, a kind of hypnosis. So the system needs to slow down, which is why meditation is so critical. If the system doesn't slow down, none of these things can be seen. When the system slows down to a point where ego just unravels and it is seen as being not there at all, then we see that there is nobody inside. So for sadhaks, slowing down is important. Meditation is important. No mind is very important. Some seekers try to figure this out with their mind. They make this also a part of their speediness. So they have all the information about spirituality and they read all the books and they hear all the tapes, but there is no stillness. It is only when this constant whirling, circular whirling of the ego stops that the truth is seen. Truth is seen that I am pure consciousness. I am not a body. I am just an awareness. This body is just a vehicle through which that awareness speaks.